You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, looking at the news from Asia during Ukraine crisis. Wang Yi, the outspoken aggressive wolf warrior leading the foreign ministry in China, has warned in the course of remarks that there should be no NATO in the Pacific, nothing comparable to the most successful defensive alliance in these last several hundred years. At the same time, we have a visit by the previous Secretary of State to Taipei, Taiwan, within these last days, commenting on the future of Taiwan and the United States. Said Mike Pompeo, the United States government should immediately take necessary and long overdue steps to do the right and obvious thing, that is to offer the Republic of China, Taiwan, America's diplomatic recognition as a free and sovereign country. We welcome Gerrit van der Weis, adjunct professor of George Washington University's Elliott School of Foreign Affairs, as well as George Mason University's Scar School of Government. Professor, a very good evening to you. The Wang Yi warning coming after the Mike Pompeo offer. Are these events unhappy-making in Beijing? Good evening to you.
Yes, indeed, Beijing will not like it. But I think from the Taiwan perspective, it does reflect the fact that the political landscape has changed drastically since 1979, when the U.S. de-recognized the government in Taiwan, which was at that time a repressive dictatorship claiming rule of China. Now it's ruled by a democratic government under woman president Tsai Ing-wen, who is freely elected by the people of Taiwan. But our outdated One China policy is still based on the situation in the 1970s. So it's time to change that, and Beijing will not like that change.
And is that how you measure Wang Yi's spontaneous remark, no NATO in the Pacific? This is part of the Taiwan formula?
I think it's more that statement by Wang Yi is more reflective of his meeting with Putin a few weeks ago, where Putin presumably impressed on him that all the trouble in Central Europe was caused by NATO. And of course, Putin did not reflect on his own transgressions vis-a-vis the Ukraine, and that NATO was actually a good stop to that. And that is what Putin didn't like. And Xi Jinping presumably doesn't want to have a similar thing happening in Asia.
Gordon.
Gerrit, since February 24th, when the Russians invaded, there have been a number of developments, some, I think, emboldening the Chinese government, some inhibiting the Chinese government with regard to its ambitions toward Taiwan. How do you measure this? Do you think that Taiwan is safer today than it was on February 24th? Or do you think that Taiwan is more endangered?
I think that developments surrounding Ukraine give two very important lessons, which should make China think twice before even thinking of pulling something similar in Taiwan's direction. One is that a determined resistance by the local defenders can and will slow down or even stop a much bigger invader. And a key difference is, of course, that Ukraine has a 2,000-kilometer land border with Russia, so easy for Russia to cross, while Taiwan is separated from China by a very difficult to cross Taiwan Strait. That is, I think, the first element. The second element is that the international reaction to Russia's invasion in Ukraine has been much harsher than Russia expected, and that the financial, economic sanctions by the US, EU, and other countries were very quick and thorough and started to bite almost right away, like the ban on the use of the SWIFT system for international financial transactions. China is much more dependent on foreign trade than Russia, so such measures by the international community will almost certainly bring China to an economic standstill. So that is better for Taiwan, but we, of course, still have to wait and see how China is reacting to the overall situation in Europe. If Russia is, let's say, relatively successful, they might still be encouraged by it. But if Russia is indeed brought to a full stop, then this becomes a much less attractive proposition for Beijing.
Professor, to generalize on the opinion in Asia watching Ukraine, is the opinion that it was a mistake or wise of Xi Jinping to link himself with Putin at the first day of the Olympics and now be implicated in the fiasco of Ukraine?
I think the very general consensus is that it was a serious mistake. I think there is broad condemnation in Asian countries of what Putin has done, and the closer Xi Jinping associates himself with that, the more he will be pushed back against. And we've seen that in the statements and in the vote in the United Nations General Assembly, where virtually everybody in the whole world voted against Putin and voted for the resolution condemning Putin. Only five countries in the whole world voted with Russia in that. And that is really, really very isolated.
Gordon?
Garrett, what do the people in Taiwan make of the developments over the past 2 weeks?
They are, of course, more concerned that the adventurism that Russia has exhibited will be copied by China. But at the same time, they feel encouraged by the fact that there was such a widespread condemnation of Ukraine. And the that was also reflected, as you might have seen, in the condemnation in Taiwan itself of the Russian invasion. The Taipei 101 every night is shown in the color of the Ukrainian flag. There are demonstrations in front of the Russian representative office in Taipei every day. So that is something that is really coloring the attitudes of the people in a direction of, hey, we have to also work much harder to defend ourselves. So we'll see in the coming weeks and months a much stronger support of President Tsai Ing-wen's measures to defend the country for military budgets, for the reserves. And I've even heard talk of reinstating the conscription. So that is something quite interesting.
Professor, would diplomatic relations, as recommended by the former Secretary of State, would that help Taipei at this moment?
It would help Taiwan out of its diplomatic isolation, which it has been pushed into by the international community at the insistence of Beijing, and getting it out of that isolation is very important, both in bilateral terms, establishing diplomatic relations, and of course trade relations and so on, and also its international presence in organizations like the United Nations, like the World Health Organization, where it can have a meaningful participation and where it can really help the world in the right direction. And that's what many in the international community have not really gotten on their radar screen yet. But if the U.S. leads in this respect, then certainly the international community will follow.
Gordon, less than a minute, a final question.
Garrett, once ruling, now opposition, Kuomintang, KMT, how are they affected by the recent developments in Ukraine in terms of their desire to once again take over the presidential palace?
They were pretty much in a disarray already. There's always infighting between those who want to be closer to China, the old gang, so to say, and a number of people who want to Taiwanize the Kuomintang, make it more close to the people of Taiwan. So that fight has been going on for quite some time already. I think this basically intensifies that infighting within the Kuomintang. They have not really come out with a very clear position on Russia's invasion in the Ukraine. There have been actually some Kuomintang legislators who were, let's say, more supportive of China and Russia in their statements. So they are really on the way down and out, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Garrett van der Weis of George Washington and George Mason University's Gordon Chang. I'm John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No